Hi, I'm Alexa. You can now hear PT Pinecast using me. Just say, hey Alexa, launch PT Pinecast. Or you could be nice and try saying please for once.
What is being polite dead these days?
To hear episodes, just say, hey Alexa, launch PT Pinecast. Maybe throw in a please at the end.
Now you're dealing with an athlete who wants to get back as quickly as possible and probably will not fully listen to your instructions and push the limit of what the tissues can do and maybe go back a little sooner than what you want and have to let those tissues heal. So dealing with this population, you really have to hold them back. You know, it's hard to say. A lot of these people, they depend on their well-being and their paycheck for this, so they have to get back to work. So that's one of the things we have to deal with, dealing with the individual athlete.
And just a quick message before we get started here today. We've got a new podcast out. It's called NPTE StudyCast. Real brief, because all the episodes are real brief. Short, to-the-point episodes to help students prepare for the NPTE, like one episode on heart disease, an episode on biceps tendonitis, all between 3 and 9 minutes, just what you need to know. All right, so if you're looking to pass the NPTE, or if you're a practicing PT, you just need to bone up, you got a patient on your schedule that you haven't seen in a while, take a listen. Recorded with clinical experts, free online, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are heard, NPTE StudyCast. That show brought to you by our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. Can't say enough about them, the leaders in travel physical therapy. If you want to do what you want to do, which is be a PT, be a great PT, do it where you want to do it. And Arias, they know where the jobs are, short-term or long-term. Find out more at AURUSmedical.com. Today we get to talk to physical therapist Ari Asseline. Ari's a PT at NYU Langone Orthopedic Center. He's going to be part of a pretty cool and innovative program going on at NYU. It'll be the third annual Fight Medicine course presented by NYU Langone Sports Health. It'll be sports health experts coming together for a one-day CEU course in New York City on June 8th, along with MMA legend Randy Couture. Yeah. Course on the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in combat athletes. Who better than NYU experts? And again, Randy Couture is going to be there. Check out more information in the show notes of this episode. Show is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find out more about BFR, the research behind it, and how to get certified for yourself at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. Heard in over 135 countries with more than 1 million downloads and counting. This is the PT Pinecast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. Our next guest today graduated from Long Island University with a degree in 2002, certified manual physical therapist through NAIOMT, and graduated from Andrews University. Currently a senior 2 physical therapist at NYU Orthopedic Center. Ari Asseline is on the show. Ari, welcome to the program, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We bring you on the show because NYU Langone is putting on a pretty cool course. And, you know, like other physical therapists, we always get like those course brochures in the mail. Everybody gets that. I like to take a look because I want to see what's out there, what's innovative. I thought this was pretty cool. You guys have been doing this for 3 years. It's your Fight Medicine course going on Saturday, June 8th, and you're involved with that. Let's get into you, man. You know, what about that population and fight sports, combat sports, martial artists? What about that excites you, Ari?
Well, in my limited background in martial arts, I was very much into the scene. I was into judo very much. I had a dream of going into the Olympics, you know, and then also my uncle is very high level in the martial arts world. I mean, he's in the Black Belt Hall of Fame twice. He's a ninth degree judo black belt, which there aren't many in the world. He had his own school and all different degrees in different martial arts. So I really wanted to go down that road, and I was doing it. I had a teacher up here in New York who knew of my uncle. So it was great. I was so into it until one day when I had a tournament and I blew out my ACL. And since then, I was never able to go back. So, but I always still have a love for martial arts.
Yeah.
And with that and the numerous surgeries I've had to go through numerous PTs. And so I decided, let's let's go do PT for a career.
That's the route, man. Was that your essay for PT school? Was that how you got there?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty
it always
much.
Is.
That was my essay. That's funny you remember that. But that was my route, you know, and I think with being on the other side of the fence, being on the patient side, you really have an empathy for the patients, but I kind of understand what these guys are going through. They want to get back as quickly as possible. And that's, I understand, and can also be a problem at the same time. But when I was given this opportunity, I said, yeah, let's do this.
That's cool. And you've got the background, which I'm sure, you know, we talked about this numerous times in the show and throughout the profession. When you're interested in something, that's one thing, and passion does bring a ton to it. But you know the language. You know, you went through those practices. It's a family affair for you. So this is something personal. That's why you're so passionate about it.
Definitely.
That's cool. So let's talk about the course. Let's go through the topics. I was kind of looking at the brochure real quick. Prevention, diagnosis, treatment of combat athletes. You guys are bringing on not just the orthopedic aspect, but neuro, dermatology, nutrition, rehab. That's I love that. That's full. Talk about that a little bit.
The people in charge, Dr. Lomas and Dr. Wolkin, really are doing a good job. How it's progressing from the first year to the third year. The first year, you had similar things. Last year was really good. We had some really good talks, which made you wake up mostly about concussions and how, you know, it really made me look at this sport that I like to watch and I like to enjoy the entertainment. And you just sit back and you're like, whoa, the amount of damage here, it's a little scary, you know, but they're trying to get the whole gamut of what this fight sports takes, you know, and we have some great presenters. We have the great Randy Couture coming on.
Wow.
Which
that's
I was
huge.
Shocked about. And we have Dan Mergliata, you know, Mr. The first ref, you know, he's the man. And we have some other UFC fighters, Sterling Aljamain, you know, and some other people coming on. But we have a really great wide range of people coming up to talk. And I'm excited because it's different every year.
Sounds it. I mean, when you bring in someone like a legend like Randy Couture to a medical conference, to a medical, you know, continuing education event, that's different because, I mean, you're bringing in someone who is at the absolute highest level as a competitor, and then you're bringing in some colleagues in orthopedics and neuro, dermatology, nutrition, physical therapy, athletic training, putting all those minds together. It shows you guys are really, really stepping up your game. I like that.
Yeah, the organizers of this have done a great job for the past 2 years. I can't wait for this one to come around.
So someone comes into it, what are they going to be able to expect to get out of it? What are the types of things? Is it lab-based? Is it lecture-based? Or how's it look?
It's lecture-based. It's a lot of, you know, it is tidbits of things. It's like 15-minute talks about different things, say hip injuries, knee injuries. There's even a new talk theory of practice, you know, being a UFC physician, so you understand what it's like being on the sidelines when somebody gets hurt. They're going to have some mat demonstrations, which they did last year, which was pretty fun. You had Dr. Jaswari and Dr. Lomas in their suits getting into grappling positions with Aljamain. It was pretty comical. It was fun, though. It was fun.
I'll be honest, man. I volunteer a lot. You know, I like to get involved. Keeps me awake at things like that. I'm not sure I'm volunteering to get into any sort of lock with Randy Couture, though.
No, but like Dr. Jaswari, he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, so he knew what he was doing. And it's all just you know, demonstration. But I'm really excited for this year's speakers.
All right. Well, I'm going to mention it again. Saturday, June 8th is where you can check this out in New York City. NYULMC.org/FightCME is where you can get more information about that. All right. Let's dive into your experience in now working with athletes like this. Let's talk about the biopsychosocial model in dealing with this particular combat athlete population.
Well, in dealing with this, you know, with a biopsychosocial model, what we usually think of that, you usually think of chronic pain and patients catastrophizing and perseverating over their pain. They've had this for very long periods of time. Now, I look at this at the flip side. Now, you're dealing with an athlete who wants to get back as quickly as possible and probably will not fully listen to your instructions and push the limit of what their tissues can do and maybe go back a little sooner than what you want and have to let those tissues heal. And I've had those experiences, you know, I have to do some case studies. So for instance, I had a jiu-jitsu black belt. The problem was he came from a outside doc. So it was difficult because we didn't have the communication we have as a doctor in-house at NYU. So he's coming in with an ankle fracture, and we don't know exactly when it was, how long it was, and the protocol to follow. So he was doing stuff that he shouldn't be. So getting communication with the doctor is key. So dealing with this population, you really have to put the reins on them. You have to hold them back. And that's the key with this population. You have to hold them back. You know, it's hard to say. A lot of these people, they depend on their well-being and their paycheck for this. So they have to get back to work. So that's one of the things we have to deal with, dealing with the individual athlete.
How do you do that? What's a good way? Do you give them something else to keep them busy? Something, you know, not using the affected area?
Yeah, and they probably come up with it themselves. Yeah. They're usually very clever in terms of finding ways of working out and working around it. But yeah, we try to do that to get them active. But, you know, with certain injuries, you just have to rest. Like, for instance, my case study this year will be on a patient, a 17-year-old patient, had a bank heart repair, you know. Very young kid, very active. He's he did very well. But I was like, you cannot do this at this time. You have to wait. So in telling that to a 17-year-old, yet alone getting him to get into his appointment on time and not miss an appointment is hard enough as it is. But his outcome was really good. But those are the kind of problems we have to deal with that kind of population.
Yeah, not really a motivation issue because they're terribly motivated, but really just a redirection. Yeah. You don't want to demotivate, but you want to redirect that effort.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a great way of putting it.
UFC gyms are now popping up pretty much everywhere. I mean, this sport is, to call it big, to call Ultimate Fighting or mixed martial arts big would be a complete understatement. So give a couple tips, you know, because I'm sure there are PTs out there without your particular history in the sport, family history, personal history, and now professional experience. What are some things that the PT out there who has no experience with it now has someone like a 17-year-old walking in and they're going to these UFC gyms and now they're coming to PT with injuries? Where should they start? Maybe give one or two tips of things they should really focus on that they might not have thought of with a basic PT education.
Well, one is, of course, you have to educate them. You have to sit down. You have to talk to them. You have to make them realize, look, if you want to do this, that's fine, but you're going to have to take probably a break for a little while, you know, until whatever your injury you have heals. You just have to sit down. You have to educate them. That's probably the number one thing I would tell them to do. However, as you know, anybody, they could do whatever they want. They don't have to listen to you, but you just tell them, look, if you want this to heal, you kind of have to listen to what I'm going to tell you to do. You have to follow the program and we'll see where it goes from there. You know, and if you don't, you could possibly injure it worse or have to give up on this sport that you love.
Yeah. Common injuries. I'm guessing, you know, you mentioned concussions really at the top of the show. What are some other common areas of injury that someone like me not competing? I try to avoid fights as much as possible in my life. But what are some of the common areas that you see with athletes like this?
Well, it's pretty much runs the gamut, you know, knee, ankle, foot, shoulder, hip. It just runs the gamut. I have a friend, he's a coworker. He started doing jiu-jitsu 5 days a week. And what did he do? Fractured his finger. He was just pushing off the mat and he heard a crack, you know, and that I don't deal with. I don't deal with fingers and hands. We have a great OT department here that will deal with that. But it runs anywhere, back, neck, who knows? It could be anything.
Yeah. Your body is the weapon really in those sports right there.
It pretty much is. And you need kind of to be 100%, as close to 100% as possible to play in this sport.
Stand by.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
Want to thank Brooks Rehabilitation, their Institute of Higher Learning, for sponsoring the show. Residency and fellowship opportunities is what they offer. Check them out at brooksihl.org. Also hosting their fourth annual scholarly symposium that's going on June 22nd in Jacksonville, Florida. Information about the symposium can be found at brooksihl.org. Keynote presentation this year by the editor of PTJ, Alan Jetty. I'll be on hand doing some talks and some live podcasting. Looking for CEUs and to expand your knowledge base? Look no further than brooksihl.org.
And we're back. back.
Let's get back to the show.
More information again, nylmc.org/fightcme. Mm-hmm. Again, that course is coming up on Saturday, June 8th in New York City at NYU Langone. What else would you leave in terms of information? Now that this sport is getting even bigger, no doubt with UFC on the rise, we're going to see some more injuries coming this way. Continuing education, if you were to suggest one particular area to focus on, if this was something that a PT wanted to focus on, where do you think they should sharpen their skills?
Well, considering my background is very biomechanical with my manual training, I'm biased and I would say go with that, because those guys are pretty much the best in terms of treating any kind of musculoskeletal injury. So I am biased in that. So looking, I do use a biomechanical patho-anatomical approach, which is not looked at so well these days, but we do use a biopsychosocial approach as well. We kind of put in that individual and plug them in there, and you have to treat the whole body. So I don't think one course would do it, but if you want to take some NIOP courses, which I said I'm biased towards, I think that'll be great in terms of stepping up your game as a PT.
You led with that. It's your bias. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're fine. You revealed your bias. That's fine.
Yes.
Are you ready to take three questions?
Sure.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, PT jobs and great experiences all over the country. They got positions short term or long term in all 50 states. Yes, people always ask Hawaii, Alaska, Colorado. You want to go to the beach, lake, mountains, they got you covered. Big cities too. So check them out online at AURUSmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com. Mentoring, you want to figure out how to get your license transfer, they got it all taken care of. So check them out, AURUSmedical.com. Ari, based out of New York, you went to LIU, but if you had a free pass to go anywhere in the country and be a PT for 13 weeks, so short term, where would you want to go and travel?
So many places to choose from. I would probably do maybe just the Pacific Northwest, because I haven't been there. And I hear it's really nice.
Nice,
more
up there.
Low key.
Big change of pace.
Trying to get back to nature. Trying to get back to nature. I've been reading a lot of stuff, and I think we've gotten away from that. And I think that would be a good way to do it. I did do some PT in Colorado Springs for my degree, and that was a beautiful area as well. Very nature oriented. So
love it.
Pacific Northwest, I would probably try.
Sounds good. Second question, you mentioned reading. What's something that you've read recently that really inspired you?
I have a book that probably is changing the way I'm looking at everything called Deep Nutrition by Catherine Shanahan. It will make you look at diseases, chronic pain, and everything different again in terms of your diet and what you're eating. And especially since I have a young son, I am kind of going a little cuckoo, like, this is what I'm feeding my son. I'm going to need to stop this. So that book is like a life changer. Deep
Love
Nutrition.
It. Love it. Last question on three questions. Who is someone the audience should know more about? Maybe someone in this combat athlete realm, could be a physical therapist, but could also be outside the profession.
This sounds a little woo-woo, but it's not. I kind of got into this Wim Hof meat breathing method.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard about it. It's a terms of breathing and cold exposure, trying to get you back more to an adaptation to how it used to be. So we've lost our adaptation to cold weather and the environment.
Is this the dude who jumps into like frozen ice, like chops a hole and then swims under it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it is getting backed by research. They're doing scientific evidence-based research on how he controls his autonomic nervous system and is able to do these superhuman things. And it's crazy. And he's like, this, anybody can do this to a degree. You know, you use your mindset. So that's one of the people I'm like kind of inspired by.
Yeah, I was listening. Ooh. I listened to the Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew podcast, and they talked about him just a little bit. And putting in perspective, like, they did have this one segment where they said, listen, jumping into a frozen lake and swimming under the ice, like, that's crazy. But the funny part is, if you're prepping yourself for that and you're standing there like in a bathing suit on a frozen lake, you suddenly forget that you should be shivering, because to you, the next step is really, really cold, but you're okay right now because you're standing. It's just weird when they mentioned that. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that is, it is about perspective a little bit. I don't know if I'm lining up to jump in the lake, but it is interesting.
It is. It's pretty crazy because I've been doing some cold showers for a number of months now, and you adapt to it. You know?
Yeah, I love it. All right, cool, man. I appreciate you bringing that up. Last thing we do on the show is the parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
The parting shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. More than just a tape company, Rock Tape is a movement company, tools and education for medical professionals. If you're looking to help your patients go stronger longer, check out rocktape.com.
Last chance for a mic drop moment. What's one thing you'd want to leave the audience with in terms of an event like this going on NYU on June 8th or working with combat athletes as a physical therapist as a whole?
Well, one, come on down, enjoy it. It was really fun the last 2 years. I think you guys will have a great time if you come down, especially with the speakers we have this year. I'm looking forward to hear what Randy Couture has to say, we see how he was in mixed martial arts then and how the game is changing now. So I'm really looking forward to it, you know, and all the other presenters we have there are some great presenters, and just come on down and check it out.
Sounds good, man. Ari, if people wanted to reach out to you and maybe ask you a question, more information, is there an email address through work that they can get you at?
Yeah, that's ariarie.asouline@nyumc.org.
Perfect. Ari, appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing about it. Would like to see some pictures with you and Randy Couture. I'll be honest, you got to get a headlock picture or something like that with him.
I already have. I actually do have that. Years ago, I have a picture with him. His fist is so big, it's bigger than my head. I started laughing.
Man, he's a beast. Appreciate you taking some time out. Looking forward to hearing how that event goes. Keep doing good work, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. PTPintcast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pintcast proudly supports the Travis Mills Foundation. On April 10th, 2012, United States Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills of the 82nd Airborne was critically injured on his third tour of duty in Afghanistan by an IED while on patrol, losing portions of both legs and both arms. He is one of only 5 quadruple amputees from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to survive his injuries. Thanks to his amazing strength, courage, and incredible will to live, the heroic actions of the man in his unit, the prayers of thousands, and all the healthcare providers at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, Travis remains on the road to recovery. He founded the Travis Mills Foundation, a nonprofit organization formed to benefit and assist combat injured veterans. Travis lives by his motto, never give up, never quit. To support the Travis Mills Foundation or to find out more, visit travismills.org.